Jeff Walter coming up in about 20 minutes here. Nick Wilson, JP back on Afternoon Drive, and we're working through it. All right, we got this. There's a trust tree with the nest. It's time. It's time to really embrace the possibilities going forward with the Browns. I do want to get to some of the reaction we've had on this, but you said something in the pre-show meeting today that is stuck in my brain. That you've got a pumpkin thief issue in your neighborhood around?
Oh, yeah, big news in Solon right now. Yeah, we have a, and the Solon soundboard, they just keep posting these videos, the Ring doorbell cameras of these kids coming up and stealing the pumpkins off the porch as if they're, and they're like, these parents are furious.
Of course.
Like, they're very mad. They're like, how dare they take these pumpkins off the porch? I mean, they are getting really angry about this. And we have three little pumpkins out there on our porch, and I'm looking at it. I keep waiting for the day someone steals our porch so I can send the video to Elise and laugh and be like, haha, they finally got us, right? Like, this is great. Because it's just dumb kids.
Yeah.
They won't steal my pumpkin, though. I think they're too tiny.
Does it feel personal that they won't take your pumpkins?
I wonder why they just don't look at my pumpkins and take them and throw them as well.
What
are my pumpkins not doing?
Are they uncarved pumpkins?
No, and I wondered if that's the combination that I have against me. They're not carved, and they're tiny pumpkins. We didn't buy big dog pumpkins, okay?
I don't think it's the size of the pumpkins that really gets people. I think it'd
be like a great basketball size to just throw off my porch and then laugh about it as they run away, the way that these kids are doing, and they're just not doing it.
I think the best way you can handle this, if you then go on the message boards and promote your pumpkins, like almost like a
got
pumpkin.
Three fresh ones for you.
What about a pumpkin thirst trap, where you just like walk around the neighborhood with one of your pumpkins, just like, man, I would hate. Like, look at this nubile pumpkin here.
These kids are ruthless, though. Yeah. And I don't know if they understand just how much of a tizzy they're getting the Solon soundboard into.
I think they know exactly how much they are, and I gotta say, community message boards. You really want to enjoy your life, because Wadsworth has a Facebook group every once in a while, right? All of a sudden that glaucoma medication's hitting in. Maybe got a harvest mule to my right. I'll just put it on and just read the comments and just send myself to the moon.
Are you a contributor?
No. Here's the thing. One, my landlord actually says that he hates the message. He's like, but stay off there, please. I don't want to see any nonsense there. And the other thing is, I don't want to ingratiate myself in the drama, because I'm enjoying too much being 3,000 miles above it and just being like, you see what Darlene said about the lady at Taco Bell?
We do it all day.
It's always Darlene. What's up, Dan?
All right, so wait a minute. So you're saying, you've got these pumpkins in the front of your house, right?
Yeah,
your neighborhood, they're getting stolen.
Everyone is getting stolen. Mine is not getting stolen, and I'm a little upset that like my pumpkins aren't good enough to be stolen.
So have you carved these pumpkins?
No, I put no effort into them outside of buying them.
That's your reason, because they don't smash good unless they're carved. There's no point in smashing a pumpkin that hasn't been carved, because it won't actually smash. It'll just go thunk.
Am I going to carve a pumpkin to make sure that these kids know that this is what
you
can
really
throw?
Want it. Is that how hell-bent are you in being included?
Yeah.
That's the question. Do you want to be a part of the group who can complain about such things?
I would love to be a part of the group that can complain about things. I think it'd be a riot if Elise and I just got to send the Ring camera door to her and be like, they got us!
By the way, Dan, we did it!
We got one of them! We've made it!
We're included!
Dan, it sure sounds like you know a lot about pumpkin smashing there.
I got some history.
I'm just going to go ahead and send your contact information to the Solon message board, because it sounds like you might be behind this pumpkin thievery smashing ring that we got going on there out in Solon.
We don't drive for kabooming. We find kabooming near us.
That's what I'd say too. That's what I would say.
Man, don't drive to kaboom.
I'm waiting for it too, because I just got a good old pumpkin in my front. Oh yeah, I did.
You like worked hard.
And I actually, here's the thing. Never had it happen, but I'm proud of my pumpkin this year. I really put some thought into it. There's some artistry.
Yeah,
I'm
just waiting. What'd you make there? A nice little jack-o'-lantern? What'd you do?
How dare you? That's so dismissive.
Is that a basic bee move?
That is so derivative of my pumpkin carving ability.
A little jack-o'-lantern over there?
Did you trace, or did you like actually?
Am I a toddler?
Hey.
I mean, I'm very defensive.
Am I able to answer that question, or am I just going to get flogged?
This is why kids smash these things, because they know the pride that someone like you takes into putting this.
I'm just going to tell you.
Those are the ones you don't smash, because the people who put that much time in it, they will find you.
Yeah, they will. And they will rest until you are till you are in jail or somewhere else.
It goes taken real quick when you put time in.
Just off the top of my head, saw a nice picture I liked online. I was like, I'm going to do that. And then I did that. It's got big eyes, looks very scared, bit like, oh, open mouth, and then it's got hands on the side. Yeah, I did that bleep. So my pumpkin,
it's got hands on the side.
If my pumpkin were in Solon, it'd be smashed right now. That's how good my pumpkin is.
Yeah, mine's not good enough. I'd love to put like a Smashing Pumpkin song in the background of it and then send that off. How fun would that be?
Not only would it be smashed, but the worst part of it is I could see you swinging a pillowcase sack full of doorknobs about to send a message when you find the kid.
I just like the idea here that JP is going to lure Gen Alpha kids to smash his pumpkins by playing the Smashing Pumpkins, who even the generation before Gen Alpha doesn't know.
They don't know. They don't know.
Like, why is it Tonight's the Night? What is this song? This sounds like crap. This has clearly got to be the 10th best band of the 1990s. Dan, we appreciate
you're going to start a war for that comment alone for people. See you, Jonathan.
I think this has been an hour where if yesterday was my rage hour, this has been your anxiety hour. I'll come over and smash your pumpkins. If it's
I'll have
help
you on camera, though. I'll know it was you.
Yeah, but won't you enjoy it? Because your pumpkins then... Listen, your pumpkins are good enough for me. And I want you to know that. That if you're sitting there feeling
I'm insulted. They're not even considering my pumpkins.
What if they just haven't made their way to your pumpkins yet?
Everyone else's pumpkins are being smashed.
Are we being literal there?
There's a lot of pumpkins that are being smashed. It's a real problem in the city right now. It's a real problem.
Have you put it on a map?
No, I'm not like at the treasure chest, like put it on a map and mark it.
Like almost geocaching it. Like just letting yourself know where the pumpkins, because maybe you're just in a pumpkin dead zone. Maybe you're just in like a dry spot where kids are like, well, there's no good pumpkins to smash over there because they haven't seen your pumpkins.
It's a possibility.
Let's go with Tyler in Ohio City. Welcome to the show.
Hey, man, it sounds like you got the little baby pumpkins, and that's the problem.
I know.
It's the kids in chagrin that they smash them down the hill for the big pumpkin roll at the end of the year or here for Halloween. That's what it is, man. The baby pumpkins. You got to get the bigger ones. They'll steal them right off there for you.
Tyler, we appreciate you. It sounds like you've got pumpkin envy.
I want to go to this pumpkin roll thing that's going on in Chagrin Falls, though. What's that about?
Don't take that tiny baby pumpkin there. I'll tell you that right now.
You ever watch the Netflix documentary about the cheese rolls that they do, like the rolls of cheese that they throw down a hill and then people chase after them? And the big prize is like a big cheese wheel at the end of it.
Can I be
that
the kind person?
It's what's happening in Chagrin Falls with the pumpkins.
Can I be the person at the bottom of the hill at Cheese Roll, just relentlessly mocking the people running after cheese?
Serious game, man. Serious game. They get injured and everything.
Good. They deserve those injuries.
And then Myles Garrett speaks fondly of them afterwards.
That's really good.
Model citizens.
They're model citizens. So are the kids smashing these pumpkins.
Jameis wants you to know how much heart and soul they put into that cheese roll.
How I was raised, we chase that cheese. Matt, real quick, what you got for us?
Hey, you know, I've got a real good way to keep them from taking your pumpkins. They might get you 1 year, but after that, they're never going to come back. Buy a package of sewing needles and stick them in there backwards.
No.
So when they come up,
no.
Just turn their little arms into Swiss cheese when they bite into 40 sewing needles.
Matt, it's not worth the $7 pumpkin.
Oh, it will be when your Ring camera goes off.
Matt woke up and chose violence.
Flawless victory.
I think you're going to spend more.
He's done that before. Clearly done that before.
I think you're going to spend more money on the pins to put in the pumpkins than you did the pumpkins.
It's a jerry-rig a pumpkin.
You're saving a life. You're saving a week off this pumpkin. Let's just be honest. The pumpkin's already dead. All right? The pumpkin. Just let the kids smash the pumpkins. It's not that serious. Even my work of art. If you want to smash my pumpkin, smash my pumpkin. No, we don't have to choose violence here. I think we're going to talk to Seth Walder, ESPN analytics writer, next on 92.3 The Fan.